Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
That's not even on my shot chart way out there, Phil.
63-51. It was off the screen.
It was off the screen.
Up the sideline, Streschmeyer. Top of the circle, backs off toward the Cardinal at half court. Left side, Washa. Smith meets the pass, throws it baseline. Caught deep by the Cardinals. They'll kick it out. Bennett Smith on the way. There he is again.
He is feeling it now.
Makes another three. That's two more than his dad had in high school. And it's got two. 66-51. Clary on the right side, 4:50 to go. Sammy airmails it near side. Caught now, shot on the way. No good by
four. Yep.
So the foul marked on Highland, that's on Bennett Smith. That'll be his first.
We'll shoot a bonus here, Phil.
All right, getting a few more of the scores on the Phil Knee flip phone. It's been a busy night, a lot of games going on.
A lot of games going on.
North Crawford leading River Ridge, 57-36, that's in the second half. Darlington up on Belleville, 52-27. Free throw is no good for the Bulldogs. It rims off for Pomeroy. Fenimore up on Cuba City, 32-29.
Wow.
How about that? 4:37 to go here. Cardinals have upped it to 15. Down to the baseline, trying for more. No good. Good rebound now. Kicked back by Kreisinger. And Esser takes a three. It is good. Boy, the Cardinals have turned it back on again.
They're unconscious.
69-51, Highland 4, 22 to go. Here at Highland, this is Area Boys Tournament Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With a title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Everybody getting into Sweet Caroline, even Hank Bray.
Yes, sir.
We kept his microphone off, though. Bulldogs get it after the timeout. Clary, three on the way.
Wow.
Good. NBA link.
You know what? He's just unconscious out there. He really is.
69-54. Cardinals whip it to the left side. Smith. Now back to the baseline. That's Washa. Down deep. Passes off. Shot good by Kreisinger. 71-54. Highland. 3:54 to go. Down to the baseline. Caught there by Pomeroy. He'll shoot a three. It is good. Casey Pomeroy with his first triple. 71-57. I have a hard time keeping a running score.
I know.
In this game.
I tell you what, it's tough. I have a hard time with my shot chart. I mean,
it's a constant thing. Kreisinger down deep. There's a tough shot up and good by Washa. Caden Washa with 8 points tonight. 73-57. Cardinals. Ball goes to Iam. Devin on a drive. 16-footer in traffic. Won't go. Fought for. Tipped up in the air. Caught by Clary. Sammy with the ball. Pivots. Gives to the corner. There's Pomeroy. Airmails it near side. Devin Iam driving. Gives it back to the near side. Caught now. Driving lane. Burkram shot. Wouldn't stay. Rebound by Kreisinger. And 3 minutes to go in the game. Highland, 73, Ithaca, 57. Bennett Smith down to the baseline. There's a jumper on the way and good in the lane for Kreisinger. 75-57, Highland. Clary across the timeline. Sammy crossover dribble. Three on the way, won't stay. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals, Caden Washa. Washa back to Dreschmeyer. Dreschmeyer at half court. Wings it across to Washa. 2:30 to go, and the Cardinals, Hank, are pulling it out a little
bit.
Yes,
they are. They are. Now, will Ithaca extend this? Will extend the game with fouls or not, Phil?
They will.
Oh, there it is.
Yep. They'll commit a foul on Esser. And that will be for the Bulldogs. Should be a bonus, right?
It should be a bonus. It'll be the seventh team foul.
Ithaca fouls on Pomerang.
So Pomerang's third foul.
Okay. So Michael Esser goes to the free throw line. Last word, River Valley was leading New Glarus 51-45, and Richland Center was up on Platteville 40-36. That's in the second half of that game. Here's the free throw. It is good for Esser. Boy, you never know in the playoffs. Those seeds don't mean much.
Those seeds don't mean much at all. So, and right now, Seneca's down. Well, they were just down 60-50 a little bit ago, or 59-49. So.
Ball comes in play after the second free throw for Esser. Highland back by 20, 2:18 to go. Across the timeline now, they'll whip it down low. Reverse lay-in by Boland, no good. Rebound by Michael Esser and the Cardinals. Esser takes it back to Dreschmeyer, crosses the timeline. Nowhere to wander, keeps the dribble, swings it off to Esser. Esser on the right wing. Esser drives, throws it over now to the left side. And Highland pulling it out, leading by 20. Dreschmeyer putting it back. They're going to bring Cody Burns back into the lineup. He's at the scorer's table in just a moment. Bulldogs may foul again. Boland looking for the foul and gets a jump ball.
A jump ball.
Good sportsmanship by Huey. Helps up his opponent.
Without question.
Nelson and Burns return. Cuba City has taken a 34-33 lead on Fenimore.
That's a good one. Whew. We have timeout White, 60-second timeout, Phil.
Thank you. 77-57, Highland leading Ithaca. Area boys, tournament boys, basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
77-57, the Highland Cardinals in the lead with a minute 39 remaining after a timeout, and the Cardinals with the basketball. Esser across half court. Esser with the dribble, guarded by Wesley Nelson. Crossover dribble down toward the baseline. Hands off. Now caught here by Washa. Washa back to Dreschmeyer. Dreschmeyer keeps it. Esser back near the half court line. Esser will drive. Hands off now to the near side. Again, the Bulldogs had it to within three at one point in the second half. It is now 20 again. Cardinals with a lead, and Boland commits the foul, stops the clock. So Houston, again with his second foul.
I'm going to shoot a bonus here, Phil, I believe.
Platteville has taken a lead on Richland Center, 53-49, 5:25 remaining. Wesley Nelson going to get a curtain call. That's good for
Sammy
the senior.
Yes, without question.
Man.
Classy move.
And Sammy Clary comes out. Standing ovation from the Bulldogs fans. So a little time to give those guys some recognition they greatly deserve. Great career.
Without question. You know, they've helped in every sport that they've touched.
Right.
So.
Free throw is good by Dreschmeyer. He's got four free throws. Caden Keller into the ball game. And let's see, we're going to see another player in just a moment. It is going to be Xander Sorensen, I believe.
What number was he, 55?
55, I think that's who that is. It's not the book, a number that we have in the book.
No, it's not.
Highland also bringing in a few new players. Some that have played. Gavin Schemmick returns and Landis Newberry.
You know, and you know, to be honest, it's a classy move on Mr. Hill, too, because this is probably the last game that they're going to play here as seniors.
At their home.
Yes.
You're right.
So
good point.
Good bunch of kids. I mean, they've done a lot of good things here in Highland. So
you bet. Dante Kleinsaucer is in for the Bulldogs as well. Yeah, curtain call for Michael Esser.
Yes.
Bennett Smith.
Unreal, yes. That's nice job, guys.
Down to a minute, 79-57 in favor of the Cardinals. Three-pointer on the way for Keller, no good. Rebound Sorensen kicks it out. Ball fake, and now here's a long one for Pomering. It is no good, out of bounds. It'll belong to Highland. 51 seconds. Tyler Steinmetz is in. Curtain call for Casey Pomering.
You know what, that kid plays really, really hard. I mean, he plays hard at both ends of the ball. He's always trying to create something. So, you know, good job for him.
Hand off to the left side. Cardinals with a basketball. That's Liam Thielorn. Top of the wheel. There's a try by Aloisi. On the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs with 35 seconds to play. Keegan Jones had the rebound. Caden Keller up the sideline. Three-pointer on the way. No good for Dante Kleinsaucer. And the rebound by Highland. 24 seconds remaining. Across the timeline, it's Charles Hermanson for the Cardinals, knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs.
Been a good ball game. I mean, you know, lots of ups and downs, lots of ups and down tempos, which you have in high school. So
it's been, you wouldn't know the way it's gone tonight, who's in the lead sometimes, the way they both play
right.
Hard.
Oh, yes.
Ball comes in, stolen by the Cardinals, caught near side by Thielorn. Liam puts it on the floor. Throws it over now to Newberry, and Highland will take a long three on the way, and no good at the rebound. Nice job. Good show of sportsmanship.
Yes,
Aloisi throws it out. Could have put a layup in.
Yeah, he could have.
Throws it back. That one is in the books. This one belongs to the Cardinals. They win for the 23rd time on the season. 23-3 tonight's final. 79-57. Cardinals moving on in the dance to tomorrow night, and they'll be playing either Kickapoo or Royal. I don't know that we've seen a score on that one, but we will wait and see how it goes where Highland is going. The Cardinals are a third seed, so if Kickapoo would win, it would be here, but
yes.
Royal, the favorite in that game, so we'll see if we can get that score here on the upcoming post-game show. Sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Coming up in a moment, we'll also talk about the run of the game. You're listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Highland Gymnasium. It's time for us to take a look at the Duncan Rewards run of the game. And Hank, I think we look back, the Bulldogs just somehow, you look up at the score clock and you're like, they were down by 24, they're within three. It was 48-45, but then the Cardinals went on a little bit of a run and there were some key moments there. What do you have?
I got a 30-12 run to end the game with 12 minutes left to go in the game.
Okay. So that's definitely a run of the game.
That's definitely, I mean, and kudos to them, you know, and kudos to Ithaca. You make it to this level, you've worked hard.
Yep.
So
put it out there.
Yep, you do.
There were certainly some people that stepped up. A couple of threes from Bennett Smith that helped them pull away, and Michael Esser is just steady when he's out there, that's for sure. So this one, the run of the game goes the way of Highland. With that run, again, you had
30-12.
30-12.
To end the ball game.
Wow.
So.
Good job.
That's, you know, that's one of those things where, you know, you got to do it. So
Cardinals,
you got to finish.
Cardinals get the win. 79-57, the run of the game. Make the most of your run. Join Dunkin' Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. You're listening to high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Oak Orchard Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oak Orchard Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oak Orchard Farm.
Oak Orchard Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oak Orchard Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Cobison Buses is a family-owned company that is great to work for, and we are hiring. Would you like a rewarding part-time job after retirement? Transporting our students to and from school is that job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers and sub-route drivers here in Richland Center. We also have an option for drivers to travel to our Lodi terminal daily. This can be 40 hours per week or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you will get paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting pay is $21 with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovation Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
WRCO.
Our post-game show continues, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Hank Bray. Final score tonight, 79-57. River Valley gets a win tonight, 62-59 over New Glarus. And so they'll be advancing in the tournament.
Congratulations to them. And we actually talked about that game coming up. I said that they have a shot.
They did.
So, yeah.
And, of course, I think the old adage, New Glarus is a higher seed. But sometimes I'd rather play on that Tuesday
night. Yes, I would, too.
You know?
Yep, I would, too. Yep. So, because sometimes you get caught sleeping.
Mm-hmm. So. That's exactly it. So,
but I'm not taking anything away from River Valley. I'm sure they played well, and I know Luke Thatcher had them playing.
He had them going.
So
absolutely.
Good for them.
Platteville leading Richland Center with about 3 minutes left at last word, and Royal was leading Kickapoo with a minute 50 left at last word, 52-39. So it appears that that's where Highland will be going tomorrow night,
right.
At
right.
7 o'clock.
We have a guest here. I'm gonna let him slip in here.
Move out of the way. All right. Coach Hill coming in from Highland to have a word with us here tonight on the radio after his team gets the win 79-57 on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Coach Hill, this was an interesting game tonight for the Cardinals. What would you say about it?
It was we knew it was going to be, not easy from the start, but we had a great start, no doubt. You know, we got out to a good lead, had a decent lead at halftime, and then we couldn't buy a bucket for first part of that second half, and then, we told the guys, they're not going away. They're too good a team. So, we couldn't buy a bucket, and they come storming back, pulled it within three, and then we tried to take a couple timeouts and adjust a few things and settle down a little bit, which we did. Proud of the kids for doing what we needed to do, and then we were able to pull back and get back in control and take it to the end.
I thought your guys showed a lot of, stick-to-itiveness, because they could have gotten rattled, if they could get all the way back to within 3 points, but you guys never really seemed like you were panicking there.
Yeah, give credit to our kids. First of all, congratulations to Ithaca. They had a great team. They had a great season, and we knew this was going to be a dogfight tonight, and it was. And, the kids, we were just couldn't find the basket, but... we didn't get too rattled, and it's testament. We have a lot of seniors, so you can tell the maturity level. It really helped tonight.
And I think your bench is maybe overlooked, but boy, you came in, and it seemed like everybody you put in there from the bench came in and scored right away.
Yeah, that's been big for us this year, obviously, to get to this point. We got a strong bench, and like all kids on the bench, they want to play more. But when they come in, boy, they've really done a good job all year long. We've had different games where we've gotten foul trouble, and. And they come in and they do a heck of a job for us.
Well, it sounds like Royal has won over Kickapoo tonight. So you know all about them. It's going to be a tough team tomorrow night, but they're all tough at this level, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're all good. We're just happy to be in that position to play that game tomorrow night. And, obviously Royal's a heck of a team. They haven't been beat. They're undefeated, ranked number one for a reason. And, we're looking forward to the opportunity going up there tomorrow night. And taking care of things best we can.
Sounds good. And both teams have the same disadvantage, but you got to turn around from a kind of physical, emotional game and get right back on the saddle tomorrow night, don't you?
Yeah, that's kind of the downfall. You don't get much rest, but that's okay. I don't think the kids mind. It's going to be the same for both teams anyway. So, we got a plan in place for tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to work. Thanks, Coach, for coming over. We appreciate it very much.
Appreciate it, Phil. Appreciate you guys covering our game.
You bet. Ryan Hill, coach of the Highland Cardinals, joining us here on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Cardinals get the win, 79-57. And again, Royal getting the win over Kickapoo, 59-47. That's where Highland is headed tomorrow night. Cardinals, a third seed, playing at number two, Royal. Some other games tonight. North Crawford getting the victory against the River Ridge Timberwolves. At least leading at last word, 70-49. Platteville has gotten a lead on Richland Center by 10 with 30 seconds left, 63-53. So right now, River Valley, it looks like, might be going to Platteville tomorrow night, right, if that score holds out.
Yep,
so.
Yep. So, did you already run down the numbers
with
him?
We did not. No, well, we've been busy. So
it's like a shot, from two-point land, actually a lot better than they did in the first half. They shot 47%. So, and then three-point land, they shot 66%. So it's kind of a tale of two halves there for both. Ithaca, or Highland, shot 64% from two. They only shot 14 shots in the first, in the second half. Kudos to Ithaca's defense, though, because they kind of clamped down there.
Yeah.
And then three-point land, they were 37%, so they cooled off by almost over 50% in the second half. So, you know, Highland controlled the lane, so, and then the turnovers. So, you know, those are the two key factors, and good luck to Highland.
Yeah. Easier said than done. Yeah, had Ithaca not done such a hole in the first half.
Yes,
they
yes.
really used a lot of energy to get back within three, and then the Cardinals just always were composed.
Yes,
tonight.
They really were, and that comes from Coach Hill. I mean, you got to weather the storms in high school and in all high school sports. They're up and downs, and they weathered it well.
Let's check the individual scoring tonight. It was Michael Esser with 21 leading all game scores, and Highland also 16 for Wes Kreisinger. John Dreschmeyer has 12, 8 apiece for Bennett Smith and Caden Washa, 5 for Landis Newberry, 3 for Gavin Shemek, and 1 for Jack Terrell. Leading the way for the Bulldogs, 14 points for Sammy Clary, 13 by Cody Burns, 12 by Casey Pomering, 8 points scored by Devin Iam, 4 each for Ethan Burkram and Wesley Nelson. Ithaca makes 8 three-pointers. They are 3 of 9 from the line. On the other side, 11 for 14 for the line for Highland, and they make a total of 7 three-point baskets tonight on the way to a 79-57 victory. Bulldogs see their year end at 19-7 under Coach Aaron Hipsch, his first season at the helm, and I think he did a good job.
Oh, I do. I think he did a wonderful job. Yep. I really do. He got his kids to play. They respond well to him. So I really liked his intensity. In the little things, and there's things that Coach Hipsch is going to learn as he moves on. They are. Every coach does. So, but I was very impressed with the way he brought his kids in, the way they come back. There's a no-quit mentality with them.
Most definitely.
So, and kudos to them. So, but I really liked the fact that, they just keep going and keep hammering. So they were down by 24 points.
I know. Got within three.
And there's a lot of teams, Phil, that would just said, I'm done.
They would have went home.
they would have. It would have been done at halftime.
The basketball careers for these seniors, Dante Kleinsaucer, Casey Pomering, Wesley Nelson, Sammy Clary, and Xander Sorensen come to an end here at Highland. Lancaster leading Parkview 94-67 second half. It's a final. North Crawford 73-52 over River Ridge. Platteville beats Richland Center 64-53. Royal over Kickapoo 59-47. Potosi 74-51 over Seneca. Also River Valley gets the win against New Glarus 62-59. So they're traveling to Platteville coming up tomorrow evening.
Yep.
That's a check of the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Hank, any final words?
Hey, you know what? Everybody be safe going home, and no telling where we're going to end up tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, and anyway, you know what? Congratulations to Highland, and congratulations to Ithaca. I know, you never, but I'm very impressed with the way they didn't stop. And you and I both, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse, or we know what happens there. So, but congratulations to him, and good luck to him in baseball season. Good luck to Highland tomorrow night against Royal. And other than that, Phil, I think I have to take you home.
I think you take me home. Yeah, exactly.
I think you're riding in the back of the truck.
One too many skis. 79-57, the final. For Hank Bray, I'm Phil Nee, our engineer tonight, Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to WIAA Tournament Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
Raymond's in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. Sing along as the choir sways. Every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand. Go home into your blue jeans. Have some chicken and some baked beans. Pick a backyard football team. Not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive. Pick up the Sunday Times. Grab a coffee cup. It looks like Sally and Rod finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. It's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing. Jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road. Tackle box and a cane pole. Carve our names in that white oak. Steal our kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized. Mama's hands raised up high. Having a hallelujah good time. A smile on everybody's face. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. That's what I love about Sunday.
That I believe you are my life, you are my world, you are me.
about thinking it through. Every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. So make a man lose my mind. Girl, I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you.
Fishing, stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day, an old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, even by him being Chris LeDoux, that cold and baby smile, the country must be country wild. Every state, there's a station, playing cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign cars and Colville drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. And it ain't where, it's how you live. We weren't raised to take, but we were raised to give the shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep, cause in God we trust and we believe. Yeah, we see what's wrong and we know what's right. No hate to say it all, but he said country folks can't survive. Every state, there's a station, playing cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, the big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. Yeah. Get on it, dog. There's a station. Come on. Y'all better crank it up. The next state. There's a station. Playing cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. And foreign cars and four-wheel drives. Cowboys, hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. Amen. I was born with a restless, rambling heart, not one to be fenced in. Before I can hang my hat, I'm already gone again. Girl, you need to know before you go and fall too hard. My roots are wrapped around a pair of taillights in the dark. Hotels and highways, it's all I've ever known. More miles and memories of falling asleep alone. Waking up to the hum of the traffic at the door. Your whole life in a suitcase on the floor. It's all staring at walls.
Since 78 on US 6, 3,000 miles of nowhere.
I've been in this car since 78.
You walk in with amazing grace. I'm playing George Strait Amarillo by morning. Seeing things change, but everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in, from bell-bottom jeans to denim jean jackets, honky tonks and big rock ballads. Then I lock another 9 to 5, and Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day. And jukebox is my name. Never unplugged, it's 88 on US 6, still 3,000 miles of nowhere. Seeing things change, but everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing.
jukebox is my name. Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. Get ready, get set for more wild rock and roll hoot and hijinks this Saturday night on WRCO's Those Were the Days. We will be taking your requests from the best music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. We'll be having your tunes playing for you off vinyl, 8-track, cassette, CD, cylinder recording. And I'll be flashing back to 1986 when I was a rough, tough mobile DJ playing all the bars.
If I can have your attention, please. Whoever parked their combine in the middle of the road, please move it. After you finish your drink, of course.
Those were the days. WRCO Saturday Night is sponsored by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Mastodon Records, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Bindum Wealth Advisory, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Vitesnik Power Sports. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, those were the days, my friend.
got your number in my phone. And even though you don't know I listen, I still call and wait till the tone. Just to hear you say and leave a message. Since you've been gone, I've had to find different ways to grieve. There's days that I don't even want it on my mind. But tonight I'm weak, so I'm gonna pull out pictures, ones with you in them. Laugh and cry a little while reminiscing by myself. I can't help that all I think about is how you were taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, missing you comes in waves. And tonight I'm drowning. I'll see you again, but it's killing me we can't be face to face. I miss my best friend, so tonight I'm gonna pull out pictures, ones with you in them. Laugh and cry a little while reminiscing by myself. I can't help that all I think about is how you were taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, comes in waves, and tonight I'm drowning. Yeah, tonight I'm drowning. I know it's a part of life, but I wasn't ready to say goodbye. So tonight I'm gonna pull out pictures, ones with you in them. Laugh and cry a little while reminiscing by myself. I can't help that all I think about is how you were taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, missing you comes in waves. And tonight I'm drowning.
Things haven't changed since. is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason.
Help me find my place in this world.